Stripe is the go-to choice for AI companies, from early-stage startups to scaled enterprises. 78% of the leading AI companies use Stripe to go to market quickly and scale globally. That includes pioneers like NVIDIA, OpenAI, and Perplexity. Stripe has developed cutting-edge tools to improve everything from fraud detection to checkout optimization. Whether you're aiming for incremental gains or planning for enterprise transformation, see how Stripe can help at stripe.com.
The Last Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us. And Charlie, is there a difference between the headline rate of inflation that we hear every month and the rate of inflation for the groceries that we buy in the supermarkets and shops every week?
There sure is, Matt. There sure is. I mean, the latest figures are out yesterday from Kantar, this consultancy group that looks at grocery prices. And they reckon that grocery inflation is at about 5% at the moment. That's double what it was last year. Now, many people will say to you, it's even more than that. And people are constantly sending me photographs of receipts from at the moment and from a couple of months ago where stuff is going up by huge amounts, you know, and then they might be discounted for a while. But if you just take, you know, from the official figures, the Central Statistics Office, sirloin steak, for example, it's up about €2 per kilogram, 12.5%. Fillet of cod up 10.5%. About milk, full fat milk, Matt, it's up about 30 cents per 2 litres, 12.5%. You know, lamb, beef, any of these things are all way up. You know, people who wanted to get a leg of lamb over Easter were shocked at the price of it. It's gone up about 7.5% in the last year per kilogram. You know, Kerrygold, way up, Matt, 20% in the last year. Now, they're only figures up to, I think they were figures up to March.
Why are all the prices up so much?
Well, I asked that of a number of people. I asked one of the economists in Chaswick, you know, the National Farm Advisory Agency, Trevor Donnellan. Very good. He was saying, look at, despite what we might think, you know, the cattle population is down. That's why beef prices are way up. And if you look at a recent publication from the CSO on farm output, agriculture output prices, that's showing that cattle prices are up 27%. Now, that price is not fully reflected in the supermarkets because beef is such an important meat, mince, all of that is an important purchase for consumers. So the supermarkets may be absorbing some of the margin in their own margin. They're just absorbing some of that to make sure people keep coming back to them. You know, sheep prices are up 24%. Why is that? Because fewer people are involved in the sheep industry. People don't like that job. It's a tough job, hanging out all night waiting for lambs to be born. You know, he reckons there's a supply and demand issue. The butter, it's got to do with, again, a supply and demand issue, just not enough milk, even though, you know, milk is a staple. And beef farmers, sheep farmers, are just not producing enough, basically.
Okay, but it goes beyond the sort of the fresh produce that comes from the farms in Ireland. It goes as well, doesn't it, to an awful lot of the branded products. Much of them will be imported.
Yeah, there's corporate gouging going on there. The big corporates are maintaining their margins. They're making sure they're returning lots of money to shareholders. If you look at these big multinationals, they are keeping the prices up. Now, part of what they're passing through is commodity prices are way up. I mean, you know, cocoa, you know,
coffee
in particular, yeah, and all that gets passed through to consumers, and then they shrink down the size of the packet or the box or whatever. But they don't lose out in terms of their profit margin. So, you know, that's getting fed through. You know, retailers, their margins are pretty thin, 1-2%. Compare that to motor insurers, you know, which were making margins of about 13%. And I asked the IFA, the Farmers Association, are you guys gouging? You know, what's going on here? Because Chaswick tells me that, you know, some of the farmers are doing pretty good at the moment. Beef farmers and milk farmers are doing okay at the moment. And they're saying, look, the average beef farmer is making between 10 grand and 17,000 euros last year, which isn't a whole lot of money, let's be honest about it. And they're saying that, look, they have faced increases of about 75% in the last 7 years in costs.
What sort of costs?
Well, particularly fertilisers, feeds, any of those things, because they're all very energy intensive. So that all got passed through in the last few years. And we know the fertiliser got terribly expensive because a hell of a lot of you know, energy used in the making of that. And they're saying that their prices are very transparent. Everybody can see, you can see the published prices for per pound for, you know, sheep and beef and whatever. But they said the same can't be said for the rest of the food chain. They're kind of implying that there may be profit, you know, profiteering going on in other parts of the chain.
Okay, so what about own brand items in the main supermarkets and in the discounters? Is there a trend towards people now sacrificing the perception of quality to go for cheaper goods?
There is, Matt. And for years, we were very attached to our brands in this country. We were very loyal to our brands. We, you know, we got a brand, we liked it, we kept buying the same brand. And you know what kids are like? Oh, well, where's the such and such brand? Because, you know, they're used to something. But people have been switching out of that. They have to, because they're trying to fight high prices and to avoid having to spend so much, because the average shopping basket is probably up about $2,000 a year over the last few years. So what are they doing, Matt? They're increasingly turning to own brands. Now it's about 50-50 between own brands and branded items. This is interesting. This is stuff from EY, the consultancy company. They looked at, you know, what consumers are doing. They're also tending to go to discount shops and much more than they used to. Based on the perception that they're cheaper. I'm not sure that they always are, you know, because I think it's quite a competitive retail landscape. And the other thing, they're going to physical stores. They're not ordering online as much because they want to be able to see stuff. And the key determinant for people is price, Matt. It's not necessarily the brand, the quality, or buying something you're used to. It's the price now. That's how people have to do it. If you have a family, you're filling a shopping trolley, you have to think in terms of the price.
That's an interesting one that you say. I mean, for things like clothes, people do an awful lot of online shopping now, and books and other things. But you're saying when it comes to supermarket purchases, rather than having your food delivered to you, people prefer to actually go pick it out for themselves and, I suppose, bring it home at a time that's convenient to them, rather than having to try and organise the delivery at a time that's convenient.
Exactly, Matt. You know, unless you're very, you know, you're very, very busy and you can't do it, and you may occasionally order online, but people like to be able to pick up, you know, 6 tomatoes and see, you know, are they nearing the end of their life, or, you know, are they about to go off, or they don't want somebody else packing it for them. They want to be able to choose that stuff, and you know, they know their way around supermarkets, women in particular. Women do most of the shopping, let's face it. So yeah, physical stores, 7 out of 10 respondents to this EY survey said that they preferred physical stores when buying everyday items. So it just shows you, you know, and they're doing multiple shops at times as well to try and cope with the elevated high prices of groceries.
Yeah, quite a few people getting in touch saying about the exporting of beef and lamb from the country to be actually eaten elsewhere. One listener, James from Dublin, says, I buy a lot of beef for wholesalers in Dublin. Prices have nearly doubled in some cuts. People will stop going out to eat soon. My understanding is a lot of restaurants have taken the more expensive types of steaks and beefs off the menu.
Yeah.
And some of them are even thinking of taking beef off entirely.
Exactly.
Because it's so expensive for them to purchase, and the people in the restaurants won't pay the price required by them to have a profit margin on it.
Well, they can't, Matt. Yeah, exactly. You know, there was a headline in the Farming Independent there recently about the €50 steak is around the corner. €50, who's going to pay €50 for a steak? But that's where we're heading. Beef has become so, so expensive. And it shatters my belief. I thought we had 10 million cows in this, or cattle in this country.
That about six.
Is it six? Well, you know, a lot more than there are people. But it turns out that the national herd is falling. That's what Chaswick tell me. And it particularly
is that for environmental reasons? Because farmers have been encouraged out of beef production. Why would they give up beef production if it's so profitable?
Well, he tells me it hasn't been profitable. Not particularly profitable. And the figures I got from the IFA are saying they're only making between 10 and 17,000 a year. So
okay, I think that's something we're going to have to come back to. I've got to leave it there. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent. Thank you.
The Last Word on Today FM.